This podcast is sponsored by ebookit.com, self-publishing solutions for the independent author and small press. Visit us today at ebookit.com. Hello and welcome to the Toastmasters podcast, the official podcast of Toastmasters International. Hello everybody, my name is Beau Bennett.
And I'm Ryan Levesque.
And we're back for another episode of the Toastmasters podcast. Ryan, who are we going to be speaking with today?
Well, Beau, today we are speaking with a fellow Toastmaster and fellow podcaster. Joining us from Hong Kong is Advanced Communicator Silver and Competent Leader Jonathan Lee. Jonathan Lee, welcome to the Toastmasters podcast.
Welcome, Jonathan.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Excellent.
Doing great. Doing great. So, Jonathan, you are, as I said, a fellow podcaster. You have a podcast called The Expressive Leader. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Okay, sure. So what this podcast is about is we help executives and leaders, just like your audience, to help them become better communicators and leaders by improving their presentation skills.
Yeah, very good. And you just started this podcast recently.
Yeah, for a few weeks right now.
Okay, cool. But you've already had several high-profile interviews under your belt. Who are some of the folks that you've spoken with already?
Well, I was really, really fortunate to spoke to Jeremy Donovan, which is a common guest between our two podcasts, and I've interviewed some really, really amazing guests like Patricia Fripp, and I've interviewed world champions in our amazing organization as well, including Darren LaCroix and Ed Tate and so on. It's pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun getting to talk to such great people. And this is an interesting time when we get to talk to another podcaster. Actually, just two episodes ago, we interviewed Greg Gazin, fellow podcaster.
That's right.
Oh. Wow. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
So, Jonathan, how did you get started in Toastmasters?
Wow. It's around 4 years ago. And at that time, I was in Hong Kong, and I was actually studying at a college, as a community college, and there was a Toastmasters club there. And I still remember the first time when I was in that place, I was kind of nervous. You know, I don't know anybody there. And somebody did just say, hey, if you want to improve your presentation skills, Jonathan, you should go join the Toastmasters demo meeting. And at that meeting, I was like, oh my God, I was so nervous about that. And suddenly someone just pointed at me and they said, hey, you, do you want to come and speak for the table topic session? And I was like, okay, I'll give it a try. And they just gave me a topic and I was like, oh my God, I don't know what to say. And I had a lot of, you know, well, it didn't actually turn that well. Still, the people were really supportive there and they gave me a lot of feedback and advice. And immediately in that demo meeting, I decided to join Toastmasters.
So this is pretty remarkable. That was your first Toastmasters meeting, you said, about 4 years ago.
Yes.
And now you've built this brand around teaching presentation skills, and I know you're teaching skills at different universities and organizations. Can you tell us about some of the work you're doing professionally as a presentation skills trainer and presentation design coach?
Sure. I have to say I was really, really fortunate to have this kind of career advancement or having my dream career. It's all because of your amazing organization, Toastmasters. Because you know what? In Toastmasters, there are a lot of corporate clubs. For example, in Hong Kong, we have got corporate clubs at Morgan Stanley, in HSBC, and some really, really high-profile corporates. It's all because I have the connection with Toastmasters, and it leads me to opportunities to speak at these corporates. So I was really, really fortunate about that. And that is how I try to give back to Toastmasters by holding workshops, doing mentorship, and so on.
That's great. And I bet at these organizations, you're constantly talking about Toastmasters, right? And telling the audience where they could sign up and handing out cards and shilling for Toastmasters.
Right. And you know what? One of the times that I actually do the most workshops at Corporate Toastmasters Club is when I was an area governor. I was in District 89, so it's in China, and I was an Area K1 governor. So, you know, it's a pretty cool combination at that time. There are quite a few corporate clubs, and we've got student clubs and even some public clubs. So it's a pretty big combination, and I was really, really glad to speak to a diverse audience.
How's growth in Toastmasters in that part of the world?
Wow, it's super. And if you actually, did you go to the international convention this year?
No, we didn't get to make it, unfortunately.
Oh,
were you there?
Anyways, I didn't either. but anyways, what I want to say is What's really cool about that is China actually has got the Membership Growth Award. I think we're like number two or number three in the world. So it's pretty amazing. There are like tons of members club growing every year. So it's pretty remarkable.
Well, I understand that you got quite a lot of people in China.
Yeah, 5,000, 6,000 Toastmasters. And of course, for the people, it's pretty crazy, huh?
Yeah,
right. Yeah, right. Jonathan, could you tell us a little bit about sort of the specific secret sauce that you teach as a presentation skills coach and trainer?
Sure.
Maybe the whole expressive leadership model, what that's about.
Okay, sure. So what I'd call is the expressive leadership model. So what is that different between those other public speaking models out there? What I found is that a lot of leaders, they want to become better speakers. And they always think about, okay, how can I become a better speaker? Should I actually improve my eye contact, how to structure a presentation, or should I learn how to, you know, practice my presentation? What I find is when you focus on three commonalities or three components, you can become a much, much more outstanding leader. So now let me share with you these three components so that our listeners can also become an expressive leader and improve their presentation skills quickly. Number one, the first component is called audience engagement. Have you ever seen when people giving a presentation, they always talk about me, 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 I, and they're just so boring.
Yeah, that's like every speech I've ever heard Bo give.
Yeah. Seriously, Bo.
Come on. What am I doing? All right, continue.
Gotcha. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt your flow there, Jonathan.
Ryan interrupted you. Go ahead.
Anyways, you know, it should be something like this. Instead of me talking all the time, it should be like we are interacting with each other, having a conversation with each other. And that is how you can make a business presentation that is engaging and powerful. So that's number one. Engage the audience. And what I would suggest when you're giving a presentation, sometimes it's good for you to talk directly to your audience and ask them questions. And some other times it may be good if you can engage them in a very specific way. Mm-hmm. And that leads to our second component, that is storytelling. Now, you have to know that storytelling is one of the most powerful and the biggest trends right now, because nowadays, we no longer focus on talking a lot of boring data and so on. We focus on telling stories because stories are emotional and it engages our audience emotions. When you can tell stories, you can immediately connect with your audience. So for example, when I'm giving a keynote presentation, when I'm trying to share how to influence people and get what you want, I'm not just going to say that, okay, I'm so amazing and that's why you should listen to me. Instead, what I'll do is I'm going to share when I was 15 years old. You know what? I still remember the first time when I gave my first presentation. And while I was standing on stage, I just saw all the people looking at me. My hands were shaking. My legs were trembling. My mouth was dry. It was a disaster. And since that day, I said to myself, I would do whatever I can to overcome my fear of public speaking. And then I'll just move on and I'll share the tips. And now, Bo and Ryan, do you think this would be better for us to connect and to engage with the audience?
Yes, I do. How much would you pay for it, Ryan?
I think you just engaged us right there, didn't you, Jonathan?
I know that trick. I saw it coming. You can't pass one by us like that.
Yeah, see, even when we're on the podcast, we can't really see each other. Still, we can make a connection. Imagine if you're speaking live to an audience and if they can see your facial expressions, how much more powerful it can be.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so this finally leads us to this third component of our expressive leadership model, and that is presentation design. Now, have you ever heard of TED Talks? Or I remember you have actually interviewed an amazing author of How to Deliver a TED Talk, Jeremy Donovan, correct?
Yes,
right. Bo did.
And he's a big believer of using presentation slides that are visually engaging. Now, I found out that one of the biggest mistakes people make when they're trying to give a presentation is that they try to put a lot of bullet points in the slides, and they're just so boring. Because when you've put too many slides and too many bullet points, the audience will just feel that, oh, it's another boring presentation. So that is the last thing you want to do. Instead, what you want to do is to use more images, because images are more visually engaging. When you can do that, you know what? When people, they try to just speak their ideas without using images, do you know how many percentage do people remember the information?
42.
Well, it's pretty close, but not that much. I think it's around like 20%. Mm-hmm. So if you actually use visually engaging images and also presentation slides, do you know how much better it's going to be for people to remember the information?
20%.
It's way better. It's around 65%.
Darn it. I keep on messing up, getting all these things wrong. Should have prepped me on this, Ryan.
Bo's confidence is shaken.
I'm done answering questions.
Anyways, maybe you're too busy. Anyways, so what I'm trying to say is when you use slides, use more visual and try to use one idea per slide. Mm. When you do this, you can make people immediately, when they look at the slide, they will know, okay, so what Bo and what Ryan's saying is that about this idea. Ah, now I know what they're talking about. And they're going to focus on you and your message. Mm. And these are the three elements I share in the expressive leadership model. They are audience engagement, storytelling, and presentation design.
Awesome. Now, nobody needs that module because you just shared them all.
Nah, we're going to go much deeper.
Of course you go much deeper. Of course you do. You got to. You know, I want to go on a little rant here, a little PowerPoint rant. So many members of Toastmasters will have something against PowerPoint. They'll mm-hmm. be very against PowerPoint. And personally, I'm with you and with a lot of experts on this that PowerPoint and presentations, they're fantastic. They can add so much to it if you do it right, if you do it correctly. I happen to think, and this is my theory, that a lot of people who are afraid of the technology don't like PowerPoint for that reason. And there, it seems like an easy excuse to say, if you don't know PowerPoint, you don't know the technology, you don't know how to put together some great visual presentations, computer-based, then you're likely to dismiss the technology as something that it'll work. And it's easy just to say, that crap doesn't work, we shouldn't use it, when in fact it is extremely useful and helpful if it is done right. So there's my rant, end the rant right now.
Yeah, and I have to say, it's just like a visual aid. A lot of people, when they're trying to give a presentation, they try to use them as notes. So when you're trying to read your PowerPoint presentation slides on the bullet points, it's no longer a visual aid. It's actually your note. And think about that. Does the audience want to read all of your notes with so many words? It's becoming your notes instead of a tool for the audience to understand your message better. So what I suggest is try to use more images to help the audience understand instead of using notes. If you want to use notes, try to use maybe, okay, so let's say if you have an A4 piece of paper, I would like you to fold it into half and fold it into another half. So with a 1/4 size of the note, this should be the size of your note. And you can put it on the podium, or maybe if you don't want to use a podium, just put it on a desk or something. So when you actually want to refer your notes, you just pause, look down, move on, and look at your notes and just speak. And that is what I would suggest people to use PowerPoint more effectively.
Yeah. Whenever I do use a PowerPoint presentation or some kind of visual, I usually use that as my notes. And I'll have the 3 points on there, and I could just refer to it. Of course, you don't look and talk at the presentation. That's a big no-no. But you could glance over it, you can get the points, and then you could talk about it.
Or even better, look at your laptop screen in front of you that also has the slide displayed on it that's projected up on the wall.
Right.
The speaker notes, yeah.
Right. Or your iPad or your iPhone or your Galaxy or
whatever you happen to be using that day.
The new technology that the kids are using these days.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, guys, so I'm thinking about one thing about Toastmasters. So now I find that does Toastmasters provide a lot of opportunities for us to practice our PowerPoint presentation skills, or is this something we can think about?
Does it provide enough opportunities for us, or plenty of
for us to practice, you know, PowerPoint presentation? Because what I find is there are a lot of speeches and instead of PowerPoint presentations.
Yeah, and again, I think that comes down to member choice. At least in the clubs that I've been in, the members certainly do have the option of doing a PowerPoint presentation. However, there are some cases where the room is just not set up for it. There's no screen. The members don't have a screen, so it's very difficult for the members to give PowerPoint. But in clubs where they provide a screen and they provide the extension cords and you just have to bring in the computer in the presentation, then it's a lot easier for the members to actually give the PowerPoint and to use that tool. I guess it really depends on the club and what they're willing to provide.
Got it. So we've got to choose wiser then. If we want to improve presentation skills, go to some clubs that have got amazing, projector and so on, so we can improve our presentation skills quickly.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea if you're a new member and you're shopping around for clubs to ask the club how easy it is to give a multimedia presentation and what services and what equipment do they actually provide the members.
That's a good idea.
I'd also add not to be restricted by the manual. In other words, there are certain projects and manuals that are specific to using visual aids, but just because a particular assignment doesn't call for that doesn't mean you can't use it. There's a member of a club Bo and I belong to who does brilliant humorous speeches where he has hilarious PowerPoint slides, often featuring members of the club in photoshopped photos and such.
Yeah. And, slightly inappropriate at times, but yeah. But a good analogy, the same thing with body language. You wouldn't not use body language in every speech just because it's not the speech in the manual that says use body language.
Right.
Understand now. So it's pretty cool. Yeah, I really like Toastmasters for providing such a platform for executives and leaders for them to improve their presentation skills, and it's really wonderful for you to do that. Yeah.
Cool. Jonathan, did you know that Toastmasters just really got heavy into this leadership thing probably a few years back? You're a fairly new Toastmaster.
I see that they focus a lot about the leadership track right now.
Yeah,
it was really interesting.
Yeah, I was a little bit hesitant at first when they made that move because I thought it would take a lot of focus off the public speaking. But and tell me how you feel about this, but I feel that leadership and public speaking are so connected and intertwined that it seems just almost natural that if you're going to be working on your public speaking skills, you should be working on your leadership or vice versa. What do you think about that?
Exactly. And that's why, that's why sometimes people ask me, why do you call your podcast The Expressive Leader? I say that expressive means public speaking and leadership means being a leader. And they are actually combined. So what I think is, in the past, I did not think that public speaking and leadership is that related. But later on, when somebody, they just asked me, hey, Jonathan, do you want to become an area governor to serve our community at Toastmasters? So I say, why not? I've got to give it a try. And later on, I find out that the more you want to become a better leader, the more important for you to improve your public speaking skills. Because when you being a leader, what do? You need to motivate your team to take action. And you need to help them to achieve their goals and to achieve all of the career goals and so on. So if you want to do this, you really, really need to speak your ideas and present your ideas very effectively. And that's why I really, really recommend people, if they join Toastmasters, it's very important for them to try to focus on improving their public speaking skills and also leadership skills, because that's going to help you to achieve your career goals much, much faster.
All right. Well, I think that's a good note to end this podcast. You summed it up very nicely there. Jonathan, where could our members go to find out more about you and what you do?
You can go to theexpressiveleader.com. That's theexpressiveleader.com to sign up for our free podcast, and you can receive amazing podcasts and episodes, interviews from top presentation experts every week.
All right. Wonderful stuff. Jonathan, thank you so much for being with us. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. Isn't it about time you published that book you've been thinking about? We can help with that. At ebookit.com, we've been providing authors and small presses with ebook publishing services since 2010. Visit us today at ebookit.com and let us know how we can help you.